It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want
this money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him.
You
know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
There's Vladdy.
Wow.
I think you wait in the car till the intro starts playing. Then you come up to work.
No, I used Marcos's StreamYard.
Oh.
And it wasn't there. So I had to go into my personal email.
Oh, welcome on in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Hello, Leroy.
There's a lucky bastard somewhere in, I think, Texas.
Hmm?
They won that $800
million. Oh, big lotto yesterday? I didn't know.
Big Mega Millions.
I only did lotto a couple of times. It was both when we did office pools, and the only reason I did it was like, I can't have the rest of you get rich. Like, if this does hit,
yeah.
I can't have that happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, so, that's when we had people that actually went to work.
Right,
had
right.
Office pools and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was that was specific. I was like, I don't even care if I win. I care if you win and I don't. So that's why I threw in my $20 or whatever it was
right.
At the time back at the old building at the I don't even know. It might have been Lincoln Financial back then when we were doing that. I'm not positive.
Yeah, we went through. Let's see. I went through Lincoln Financial. Then I was there before Lincoln Financial.
Yeah, whatever that was, I was there too. Whatever was before Lincoln Financial, I forget what it was. Jefferson, I think, maybe something.
Yeah, then Lincoln Financial. Then we were ESPN.
Then it was Entercom, which was Radio.com, then Odyssey.
Right.
It's like a mole.
Remember when Odyssey took over, they were like waiting in the parking lot?
I do.
Because it wasn't done.
Let's start off, man. Get to some headlines here brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Miami Dolphins, it could be without both starting running backs, Raheem Mostert and Devon Achan, still banged up with respective injuries. So we'll see what goes down. Kickoff is tomorrow. I did see that Jalen Wright, the rookie, kind of said to, I believe it was David Ferraro at the Sun Sentinel, he thinks that they're going to go, but he's staying ready. So we'll see. Yep. We'll see. That's the big injury that we got to look out for, the running backs.
I think more importantly, with what Mike likes to do, he needs their speed to create mismatches. But it might be a blessing in disguise because now you're going to be maybe a little more off tackle instead of outside.
Yeah.
And it may, because keep in mind that they have Buffalo has a very similar pass rush. They like getting up for you. And yep. And so
Greg Rousseau last week, 3 sacks.
Yep. So from that standpoint, and 3 sacks on a guy who's mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'll be interested to see how they set up the game plan and what things they put together, whether those guys are playing or not, because if they're banged up, they're still not going to have the same type of speed. And when you don't have a speed and you're a fast guy and you're not really big, I wonder how that changes the game plan. I can't wait till we, well, never mind. I have to ask you off air.
Yeah. But it's one of those things, too. We also got Von Miller still on that squad. He got a sack last week. He's still doing it. You know,
everybody got a sack.
Everybody getting sacks on the Bills last week against
that's what happens when you rush Garden Gnome.
Yeah, well, you know. he is fun to watch, but I don't know if he's going to be what everybody thought that he was going to be anymore after that injury. But, man, I like watching Kyler Murray play football.
I would be curious to see, and I was curious. They got all those sacks, but they still gave up a lot of points and a lot of yards.
Yeah, they did. I mean, there was that one, DJ Dallas. A lot of Canes getting there. He had a kickoff. He had the new dynamic kickoff. He was the first one, I think, to get a return touchdown.
Oh, I've been Goodell watching so this for that. This reason.
Say that again, Vlad.
I said Roger Goodell was so happy with that.
He was. He was very proud of himself.
I've been watching these kickoffs for a reason, because I'm waiting for them to start treating it like a running play. So say you're lined up straight and you might have 2 guys pull and 2 guys come around and block and create a seam. And I haven't really seen it. They're just sitting back. The other thing is everybody says 30. So what? Kick it out the end zone. Right. So
like, what's 5 yards? You can mess that up with a false start.
Exactly. So it's not that different. Now, me personally, if you really want to do it, put that puppy on the 40.
Mm.
If you really want to promote the play, put the ball on the 40.
Mike McDaniels, he's still fourth downs be damned pretty much, though, this past week. He's like, whatever, let's go for it.
I saw it a lot where you're on the 38, 40-yard line, and you're like, why not?
Jacksonville did it from their own 30.
That was crazy. That was stupid. Now it was a great job of the Dolphins defense. I mean, I guess fourth and one, it could have looked, but I was just like, that's just too like dude, it just seemed. Here's the thing: when you make a play, now it ended up working for him because Jason Sanders missed the kick. But when I just feel like when you're up like that, I don't understand the point. Like, why not just like, hey, go into the situation of put them in a worse position. And like the Dolphins could have put themselves, would that have tied it? I think it would have tied it.
Yes. Here's the deal with the Dolphins, though. Right? A lot of times the other team is thinking like this: they can score from anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? And so the only way they can't score is if we have the ball. Remember, Bill Belichick did it from his 20 against Peyton Manning because he didn't want Peyton Manning to have the ball.
Yeah,
so there's some logic behind it, because the only way the Dolphins can't score is if they don't have the football. And so and keep in mind, dude, I'm going to say this to the end of time. I can take any team in the country and tell a coach that your football career is based on fourth and one, or you can punt it and have your defense stop the other team. And you know what he'll say? I'll risk it all on fourth and one.
Mm.
1 yard. And that's just the nature of it. That's just how you go about it. Fourth and one.
Looking back at my
think about it, like, come on. Unless something catastrophic happens, very rarely do you not get fourth and one. Now, very rarely do you not get a first down. So
that was a pretty crazy play too, because they ran it and then it got bottled up on one side by the was it Ramsey, I think, and then they had he swung it back the entire way, and then I think it was Sealer who ended up getting them. But like they were swimming all over the place. Man, I just looked back at my notes on this game, and I wrote nice things about Jason Sanders after that. Woof.
Dude, this like, yeah, I mean, and look, it wasn't just a miss.
Oof.
I mean, he hit section 25, like right at the corner of the end zone, damn near.
I want to trust him. I want to trust him.
He's got, here's the thing, man.
I want to.
He'll miss a 35-yarder by two goalposts and then make like a 55-yarder with hit and hit the net.
It's weird.
It's one of those things, or he'll make five field goals in a game and never look like it was that big of a deal. You just got to, right, like, field goal kickers don't make them all.
Like, I know.
Look who you're talking to.
I know. That one just was like, whew.
But it was so bad. It was so bad. Like, you're like, whoa.
I didn't even look because I was cursing my TV. Like, was the hold bad or something? Or did he just, nope.
Perfect. He almost hit it with the heel of his foot.
Wow. Crazy.
So, it's weird because you got football tomorrow and it's your team.
Yep.
You know? So, I can't wait. I can't. I'm pretty excited, especially because it's Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
The offense was okay, but only scored 20 points.
Yep.
Right? There's that. You don't know what's going on with the running game. I like what the defense did, but you have a whole different animal right now, because I put Josh Allen in that same category as Ben Roethlisberger. And the thing about Ben Roethlisberger was you could blitz him and you could get there, but now what? Because he's a moose.
Yeah.
And they couldn't bring him to the ground. So he would just shake him off and go on about his way. Josh Allen is very similar to that, but he's a little more fleet of foot. So I'll be interested to see whether they play a lot of man or they zone. I'm going to tell you what I hate right now. I hate the guy who's spying on the quarterback. You know why?
Why do you hate that?
Because he can't tackle him. The guy never makes a tackle. The spy is always trying to cover a guy 50 yards wide, a field 50 yards wide. So, like, it's a moot point. Like, blitz that guy. I'd rather you blitz him and have him just go get him.
We'll take a quick break here on the show. Got some fun guests coming up on the show today. UFC young sensation Raul Rosas is going to join the show. And a friend of the show, Caron Butler, going to stop by today. We got Tough Juice on the show in the final hour of today's program. He's got a new book out, so we'll talk his new book, some heat, with the Heat assistant coach, former Heat first-round pick. And always love having Caron on the program.
Like, it's weird, man, because the early days of the Heat, right, we look at guys like, oh, first-round pick, beloved. Oh, he was the guy that got us. Yep. Right? And you say that, look, think about all of the young early Heat, like the 90s and early 2000s. Oh, he got us.
Yeah, Glenn Rice got a Zoe and Karan he got a Shaq.
Right, like, man,
worked out. I mean, he ended up having a beautiful friendship with Kobe, you know.
It worked out, but still, like, right.
Well, so we'll talk to Caron coming up around 1:15 today, and lots more to get.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Get to. We'll hear a little bit from Tua coming on up as we get ready for this Thursday night matchup. Back with more after this.
Woo! You ever seen the hat with those days
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, if you guys want to go see A Day to Remember, they're coming to Hard Rock Live in November. And J-Fig's giving away her tickets. So if you guys want to win those pair of tickets, we'll give that away coming up sometime today. I'm not sure when I'm feeling.
You better give them away after 12 because that's when she's going to be here.
That's fair.
Yeah, you can't give them. They ain't going to be able to get their tickets before 12.
True. Yeah. You never know. Yeah, we'll have to wait that on out. But, yeah, we're all excited. By the way, you know why I got the Goosies on the tomorrow, not just the matchup, but them sweet-ass throwbacks are coming back, dude. Oh, the Dolphins throwback unis against Buffalo. They're wearing them twice this year, Leroy. They're wearing them this matchup. They're wearing the aqua ones. And then they're wearing them Thanksgiving against the Packers. Garfinkel, just hey, do the right thing, Garfinkel. Just do it all the time.
You know what? Were you a fan of the orange jerseys?
Like Ricky Williams and Jason Taylor. I was not a fan of the Tang Tannehill orange jerseys.
Tang?
Yeah, they weren't even orange. They were Tang, dude. Remember that? It was like, I was like, "What? What is this? Served at a sherbet shop? What is this color?"
But that might be the actual color. But because there's not a lot of it on the uniform,
it used to be that they changed the orange. It used to be like this Tang orange, and then they were like, "This orange sucks," and so they went to like the darker, bolder orange.
Okay.
So if the Dolphins do go orange jersey, I'm not against it, but I would like it to be an actual orange and not something that looks like it's served out of a popsicle stand.
Okay.
That's my thoughts on it. But the throwbacks of this, I know you think I care about this stuff too much.
Like a creamsicle?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it wasn't even, you know what? Because it wasn't even creamsicle. Because creamsicle is the Bucks.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Creamsicle but it was like a soft orange.
It was even like more neon than creamsicle. That's why I go like Tang. That's how it looked like. Your powdered Tang. That's how the uniforms were looking. But I love them. I love them, the look so much. It's so good.
I mean, there's not enough change on the uniform for you to even be able to. You got to be up close and personal.
You're crazy about this, dude. The Dolphins logo right now looks like I'm walking into SeaWorld. It's like, you know, like or I'm donating to an aquatic foundation. But the old school dolphin with the helmet on it. Oh, now why a dolphin is wearing a helmet on a helmet, I don't know, but it's just awesome. I just think it's a great look. One of the great logos. You know, some guys do it better. You know, some logos do get better.
You also understand that I went from one of the worst to one of the coolest because the Browns have no logo.
Yeah.
And then the Vikings logo is pretty cool.
Vikings logo is cool. Ravens logo is cool. Love the Ravens uniforms. Always have loved the Ravens uniforms. Yeah. Love the Ravens. Yeah, I love the horns. I mean, I think that I would argue the Vikings have the coolest new uniforms when they're going to debut white. The Icy Whites.
Yeah.
Those are good. Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Because everybody's trying to do the one. Even the Packers are doing their version of it. I'm like, thieves. You guys stole that from the Vikings.
That
but
purple
like,
and white. Woo!
Yeah, the purple and white with like it's metallic. Ooh, that looks good.
Yeah,
that's good looking. But the Packers are trying to do it. I'm like, too much. That doesn't pull. You can't pull it off. You know, you guys already got it. You have a classic look. Go stick with it. That's it. Some teams should
just.
Stick
I tell you
with
what.
Looks.
Any team that busts out them throwbacks that look like what the Giants did.
My God. Those.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Why they do that with the tan pants? There's a couple of teams that Pittsburgh did that. Green Bay did that. They had the green. And then, it's almost like everybody in the league wore tan pants back in the 60s, the 50s and 60s.
I have no idea. It looks like you're like a blacksmith for a horse. You're like, you know.
Didn't they say they look like the Canadians?
I said they look like the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they did that or thought that was a good idea. Then, of course, you had the, what was it, the Bumblebees from the Steelers?
Yep.
That's
I would
gross.
If I were the Giants, my like you know how the Dolphins, I mean the Vikings went like white like that, I would do some version of blue, but I would put their helmets and put G-Men on them.
Man, listen, they didn't have to do anything. Nobody needed to go 100 years back to those nasty-ass uniforms.
I know.
The classic blue. They could have worn the classic 86 Super Bowl title jerseys or the 91. They could have gone back to any of the retro jerseys when they won four Super Bowl titles. But that right there, what they wore on Sunday against the Vikings, that was disgusting.
I'm trying to think, Vlad, like, who's wearing that? Like, you know, they got to think, like, you got to be sitting in the market and like, who the hell wants to wear that jersey?
Guys, well, who's going to, what fit you're going to rock with that jersey? They don't got J's to make that jersey look good.
What are you, a Peaky Blinder? like what era do you have to be in to rock that fit? Be like, this is me jersey and I'm wearing it with me penny loafers. Like, I don't understand it. You know, it's like, look, the Giants, like, they have objectively boring uniforms, you know, like they're, I don't even think like their classics are good. They tried to kind of update it. Then they went back to a throwback. Yeah, the jerseys are their jerseys. You know,
I got, like, lost when they start doing the gray.
Yeah. Like, they keep trying to, you know, snazzy it up. And it's just like, you know, and the same thing with the Packers. Like, the Packers are always trying to come out with some, you know, new twist. It's like, you guys got your classics. Just stick with it. That's it. You know, you're not one of these teams that needs to razz it up.
The only team that kind of pulled it off was when Philly went to that that dark green and silver.
Yeah.
They pulled that. That was pretty cool. But then whenever they go to throwbacks and go back to
the Kelly green,
I'm okay.
No, I love the Eagles uniforms. The Eagles uniforms are great. You know, that's a great uni. I don't understand, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm just a nostalgic sucker. I've definitely had the Panthers logos grown on me. Maybe that's because they won a Stanley Cup in it. The Marlins, I mean, you know, I don't need to bash my head in the
They got to go back to the vest.
The Marlins need to go back. So the Marlins announced yesterday, by the way, I saw Guillermo Gil from the Levitard Show had a bomb, and he revealed their City Edition uniforms, the Sugar King red jerseys. Gone after this year. They're going to have a new uni, a new Saturday jersey.
Why?
I don't know. I like those jerseys. Here,
can I just say this? Don't get new jerseys when your team sucks, because nobody going to buy them.
I agree with that.
Wait till you get a little pop around your team, then kick new unis. Right? That's what made the thing about the Heat so great. You look forward every year to the new, you know, what they're going to come out with that's new, mm-hmm. because they were always winning. They were always in the mix. They were always in the hunt, right? So, you know, to see that and to wait for those, that's awesome. But no, Marlins, stop changing uniforms. You barely can get people to go to the games. It's just a wasted thing.
They just need to do, you know, whenever the move is,
they
just
go out there naked and start winning. Then it don't matter what uniform you got, except for Chunky 52.
What's it out? All right, we'll take a little break. We'll hear a little bit from Tua going into this matchup tomorrow night. Back with more for this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, we're giving you a chance to win a photo op and an autograph with Stanley Cup champions Alexander Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov. That is courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. For your chance to win, text the word Panthers to 20357. That's Panthers to 20357. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach. But that's pretty cool. If you guys want to meet Barky and Kulikov, get an autograph, a photo with the champs, text Panthers to 20357. That courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. Can't wait for Panther season. Right around the corner, Leroy. The champs.
Weird. It seemed like it just ended.
I know. It's been a whirlwind. We'll be at Panthers Media Day. We got a couple media days coming up. We'll be at Panthers Media Day next Wednesday, and then Heat Media Day is last day of the month, the 30th, before they venture off to the Bahamas.
Are we fine?
You're not going to let that go, are you?
Say again, Vlad? Bobrovsky?
Are we going to get the Domino's game between Leroy and Bam finally?
I'm bringing my bones.
He's bringing them.
That's right.
We'll see. You know, you never know how Media Day is going to go. It can get chaotic, but I would venture to say I would venture to say Leroy's bringing the supplies. What if he says, I want my bones?
Don't matter. They all got the same numbers on them.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I don't know if there's like a feel that, you know, he wants to go with. Who knows?
No. He don't even play real dominoes. He play online.
That's true. He did say that. Yeah. You did not respect that.
No.
So the Miami Dolphins are gearing on up. By the way, Mike McDaniel has just announced Leroy. Raheem Mostert is out. No Raheem Mostert this week. He's officially been ruled out. Do you have this, Vlad? This is Mike McDaniel minutes ago at the podium.
So just to address running back first, you expect to have Raheem and Devon on Thursday?
Raheem, no. Devon, we'll see how it plays out today. Thursday night games are probably the it probably should be your triggering point, Barry, because like you got to realize what is today. Today is Wednesday, right? Okay. Guys are just when we do have padded practices, we don't even have them till Thursday, because typically after an NFL game, Wednesday, guys are still working through their ailments from the game previous. So, there's several guys that will be feeling out, and go from there.
All right. There you go. Mike McDaniel ruling out Raheem Mostert. Devon Achane is still a question mark. He is dealing with an ankle. Mostert was dealing with a chest. Look, I'm not going to make any excuses, because trust me, I've already told you, statement game, go beat the Bills, no excuses. However, I just want to make this clear. Thursday night football is still really stupid, and I hate the fact that this is something that's coming up right down the pipe. I know now it's kind of exciting because it's like the novelty of football. We're all on football highs right now. Like, we have just snorted football. We're super excited. But let me tell you something. When we get to Titans Colts week 8, we're going to be Thursday footballed out, and the games are never good. They're never good.
But here's
this one happens. This one happens to be good. This is a great game, and a game that already feels like heavy stakes in week 2. But it is so dumb that we do this.
Here's the other thing, though. If you're going to have it, I'd rather have it now.
Get out of the
way. Because the Thanksgiving game plays a little different.
Mm.
Right, we don't even consider that a Thursday game. It's Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's a holiday. You better give
right.
us football.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and then they give us more football, and they should give us more football.
But here's what I like, and this goes. People don't really talk about this. You got a bye week and 2 Thursday games where you get 10 days off. That's big.
Mm.
If they're you know, stretched out pretty good. So you got this one, then you got 10 days, right? Then you got your next comes up is your bye week. That's 2 weeks. Then Thanksgiving, around the end of the season. So you might have enough time and breaks where you can get everybody refreshed and ready to go for the next game. And so while it may hurt a little bit, I think the long breaks 3 times a year might actually help.
Man.
Wait a minute. They're trying to add an 18th game, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's gonna be, that means an extra Thursday game for teams. So teams might have 2 or 3 Thursday games with the extra bye week.
It'll still be the same, because think about this, Vlad. Because there's already 4 teams that play 2 Thursday games. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're...
There's 2 more teams.
And if you're including the opening night game, too.
Right.
Because that's on a Thursday.
Right. Yeah, but the opening game, I don't really count the opening game.
Because you have pretty much 2 weeks before that opening game.
Right.
From you the last preseason game.
The real bastard move by the NFL this year was putting the Chiefs and Steelers Christmas. On Christmas, which is on a Wednesday.
And the Ravens and the Texans as well.
They have Saturday to Wednesday. So they play the 21st, a Saturday, against the Texans, and then they play Wednesday the 25th.
You could be them.
That's
brutal.
It's the same, but then, you know, they have technically a short week because it's like right. Sunday the 15th, they're playing the Browns, then they take on Saturday the Texans, and then Wednesday, Pittsburgh.
That's three games in 10 days, man.
That's weird.
It's the same as a Thursday game. It's the same as having a Thursday game.
It is from the standpoint, other than you get the short from Sunday to Saturday. That's the only difference.
Right. But I'm saying three games in 10 days. Like,
crazy, man.
Yep.
Oof. Anyway, look, as I said, no one's going to cry for the Dolphins because Mostert is out. But Tua, he was addressing the Bills' ownership of the Miami Dolphins in his tenure as Dolphins quarterback. Look, sometimes you're the hammer, like he is against Bill Belichick. I believe Tua finished undefeated against Belichick. Sometimes you're the nail. And Josh Allen, he's like a sledgehammer to the Dolphins. But Tua says that they can say the Bills have our number until we change that. It's on them.
That's going to be what's written out there until we do something about that. That's going to be the narrative, that we can't beat the Bills. And until we do beat them, and we beat them consistently, like, none of that's going to change. And we have an opportunity to do that this year. We have an opportunity to do that this Thursday.
Oh, so sick of it, though. Please get this game statement. Enough of this nonsense.
Leroy, say the Finns lose this game, right? Will Tobin come back and say this is a statement game loss, or you're going to say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would say, look, I don't agree with him, but there's a lot of people that feel that you got to get over this Buffalo hump. My only issue with it is when you're talking like this in week two with 15 games left, 12 games from now, you ain't going to even remember this game because they're going to be more important games, because then the next thing is going to be, oh, now it's December.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But I would agree that I would say, I'm not disagreeing with you that that's definitely going to be a thing. But what I would just say to add on that is there are many obstacles that the Dolphins have to prove they can overcome. And Buffalo is one of them. Road tough games and tougher conditions are another. And just, I guess, generically beating, you know, teams that people think are high quality is another. Like, they're all part of it. I mean, Buffalo just happens to be like the holy trinity of all that, because they can be in bad conditions. Luckily, the Dolphins don't have to play them this year in December. They will play the Clevelands, the Green Bays, you know. Well, Green Bay, maybe it got easier. I don't know what's up with Jordan Love's knee. Who knows? But, you know, it's still going to the tundra in Thanksgiving.
So just think about this. The next three teams that Green Bay plays have played, that's a win, that's a loss. And now Jordan Love is hurt. So do they have to do it all over again?
No. I mean, it is what it is. Like, if the that's a win, that's a loss gods change it up, that's what it is. You know, you see, like, you run that inherent risk with that's a win, that's a loss. But I think the thing that's great about that's a win, that's a loss is you try and do this with the most ideal situations. So if you do get thrown a great curveball your way, so if you are, I don't know who they're taking on this week, but if it's just Minnesota, and you're like, ah, great. Now we didn't think that. So now maybe you go back to your old that's a win, that's a loss. Like, hey, I didn't think that. So I had them at 11-5. But they probably went out there thinking they were going to have J.J. McCarthy, you know? So right.
They play the Colts in Green Bay, home opener.
Ooh, the Colts are going to Green Bay?
Yes.
With the Rocket Man?
Interesting. That guy's
did you see that pass he threw on his back foot fading away?
That guy's a horse.
He's half man, half amazing.
Yeah, it's like that, and wait, tight spiral. It wasn't a wobbler.
No. Moose. Another moose.
But he's raw. Pause. Like, he's really raw. He needs
snaps. They knew that when he came in.
17 games he's been under, he started in the last 2 years. I don't know. But, yeah, that might be it. Indianapolis might have saw that as a loss before the season. Now that's a possible win.
That's why I don't play that game.
It's all right. That's fine. I understand. Injuries happen. That is part of it. But
that's why I don't play when that's when that's a loss.
No, you don't play because no. You don't play because I like it, and that's why you don't play.
No.
No, you don't play because you don't like me having fun. That's what no, it's not stupid. It's not stupid. The best radio game ever.
No, it's not.
Long in the archives and annals of radio, that's a win, that's a loss. Sports radio was birthed on.
All right.
Here's Tua, by the way. He was asked about the Bills and the idea that they were able to catch them last year, beat them in the regular season finale. Did that leave a sour taste in Tua's mouth? Here is what Tua had to say on that.
Is there still any sour taste in your mouth from last year's regular season finale?
Last year's last year, Bella. What a political answer. Oh my gosh, last year's last year, brother. We worry about this year, so we'll see what we got today, and then we'll work its way down to Thursday and see what we can do Thursday.
Ah, wow, $167 million makes you a funny man now. Look at that.
He almost stopped himself because he's course. Like, wow, I'm talking nonsense
he's
right
like,
now.
I'm lying.
He's capping. He knew he was capping.
But no, you know what? We had the same situation because we played in the year we lost to Atlanta to go to the Super Bowl. The very next year, we opened the season with them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we beat them. And they said, do you feel like you got some revenge? I'm like, are we going to the Super Bowl? Then no. They don't want to give a rat's ass about this game. They don't have the same meaning.
This one? But it's still a divisional game. This one's a little
It's different. Like, I'll give you a divisional game. You know Buffalo's going to be there in the end. This is an opportunity to at least have a one-up on them right now. All that's 100% accurate.
Tua's just straight up I feel like Tua, not to overdo the Rocky references like we did yesterday, but I feel like he's got like a newspaper photo of Sean McDermott on his window or on his mirror.
Wait a minute. First of all, when you say let's, that means let us, right? You're the only one that brings up Rocky references.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
Now, we were having fun yesterday, baby.
I did bring up Rocky. I added to it.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, he's definitely got to be thinking, like, I hate this team. You know, it's cold there. I've lost there a ton. I had my ribs broken by this team. I've had my playoff seeding ruined by this team. Yeah, of course he's got a sour taste in his mouth. He's got to be sick. If I heard, like, Tua should look at Buffalo wings and vomit. That's how sour the taste should be in his mouth.
I mean, it's so good. That's some good
I understand eggs. They're delicious. I understand, but I don't even care. Like he needs to look like it needs to be that kind of vile that Tua has to feel with the Buffalo Bills. Disgusting.
Shweetin Skolnick says Josh Allen's Drago.
He is. He has been Drago.
So we got to go fight him in Russia?
One day you may have to go win in Russia.
Well, I mean, Buffalo might be the equivalent of Russia if you have to go there in December.
In January. December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's not worse than Russia.
Russians Why? Don't because break their those... own, they don't jump through their own tables in Russia.
Because Russia, they just drink vodka and stay warm.
We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.